All of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this testimony session. Pleasing Him, 507. Please be seated.
感谢神的恩典，我们这堂又是见证会的时间。
Thanks to the grace of God, we have a testimony session again.
当然见证会对讲对的人来说是很紧张。
And we know that testimony sessions can be a very scary experience for the person giving the testimony.
但是对听的人是很享受。
Even though the speaker may be nervous, but it is an enjoyment for the listeners. So later when we pray, let us pray for the speakers. That they may testify the grace of our Lord Jesus. And after we have heard their testimonies, let us think for ourselves that how we can apply these testimonies to our lives.
那假如我们碰到一样的问题啊，那怎么来解决
？And if we face any problems, we will know how to solve these.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
啊，感谢神，这次呢，我们有两位弟兄和一位姐妹啊，姐妹是 Sharon， 弟兄是 Humphrey， 还有 Allen 啊，两位弟兄要上来做见证。
We thank God this time we have two brothers and one sister giving testimonies, Sister Sharon and Brother Humphrey and Allen.
那以前呢是姐妹多于弟兄。这次是弟兄多于姐妹。
In the past, we always had more sisters than brothers giving testimonies, but this time we had more brothers giving testimonies than sisters.
不管怎么样，都是在诉说神的恩典。
But no matter who gives a testimony, we see that they are telling us about the grace of God.
因为我们还没有在永恒里，还在这个世界里，所以有时间的限制。
And because we have not entered into eternity, we are still constrained by time.
因此后面有人时间到了之后。 画面自然有人会打钟。
So when your time is up for the testimony speakers, we will have a person ring a bell to let you know your time is up.
意思就是告诉我们，我们还有两分钟时间。
When you hear the bell ring, it means you have 2 minutes left.
对不起，因为我们还没有在永恒里。
And we do apologize for the bell because we are not in eternity yet.
所以请这个注意钟声。
So please pay attention to the bell.
我们先请Sharon 下来做见证。
And we're going to ask Sister Sharon to come up and testify first.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
This is my first year attending NYTS and giving testimony, so I'm a little nervous, so please bear with me.
今年是我第一次参加 NYTS, 也是我第一次见证，所以有点紧张，请各位原谅我。
Okay, so since most of you don't know me, I'll start with a little background about myself.
我想自我介绍。
I was born into TJC in Taiwan, but moved to South Carolina when I was about 8 months old and have lived there ever since.
我是在台湾出生，并且是在教会里面长大。然后我八个月的时候，我们全家搬到南卡。
So coming from a place where the only other TJC members that are close by are the two people closest to me, my parents, a physical church never was a realistic concept for me.
那因为我们住在没有教会的地方，离我最近的两位信徒就是我的父母亲。那因此教会这个概念对我来讲非常的抽象。
So for services on Sabbath, we would usually watch sermon tapes or DVDs set from churches like Elizabeth, Baldwin Park, Garden Grove.
那安息日的时候，我们就会上网，譬如说看讲道，或是听一些DVD 的讲道。然后那些讲道大部分都是来自南加州。
And every few months, the TJC families in North and South Carolina would come together for pastor visitations for family services.
然后隔几个月就会有来传道来巡牧我们在南卡还有北卡的一些信徒。
And though we held services regularly, I never had an opportunity to attend RE classes like the most of you or participate in SSCs until eighth grade when I went to winter SSC.
那因为虽然我们有平常的聚会，但是我们没有完整的宗教教育，所以我没有那个机会去参加，譬如说学生联会。
And so 5 days of spiritual cultivation a year wasn't much to build my faith upon.
所以一年五天来灵修自己其实是很不够的。
So instead of RE, my dad became a foundation for the development of my faith.
那因为没有宗教教育，我的父亲成为帮助我在宗教上成信仰上成长的人。
And after a pastor's morning prayer encouragement about a week ago, that I reflected upon his own parents.I stopped to reflect on what my parents really meant to me.
那前一个礼拜传道讲到有关父母亲，那我就思考我的父母亲他们对我的影响是何等的深。
Okay, so a little bit about my dad. He wasn't born into THC. My mom brought him into church when they met in college.
我的父亲他原本不是真教会的信徒，他们在大学的时候相遇，然后后来我母亲带他来信主。
So even though he was in his 20s when he first believed, he had a stronger faith than most of the people I know who were born in TJC, and I really admire this quality about him.
虽然他二十几岁的时候才信主，但是他的信仰却比从小在教会长大的人还要坚强。
So when I was about to go into middle school, he told me about a vision that he had.
然后我在中学的时候，他就跟我讲，提到一个他曾经看过的异象。
So during prayer, he saw God's 2 feet in front of him.
那他在祷告的时候看到神的两只脚在他面前。
He wanted to look up to see God, but it was so bright and glorious that he was unable to lift his eyes.
然后他就举头望天，想要看神的脸，但是因为太亮了，他看不到。
But however, this still satisfied him and strengthened his faith greatly.
但是这个异象一直不断帮助他信仰能够坚强。
And I really thank God for my dad's strong faith, or.I probably wouldn't be here now.
那我感谢主耶稣让我的父亲信仰非常的坚固，不然的话我可能今天就不会在这里。
So now that I'm getting ready for the next chapter of my life, college, I look back to my childhood and realize that God has given me so many blessings that I've not yet given thanks for.
我现在已经要进入大学的生活，那我回首看到我童年的一些想起童年的事情，让我想起我有许多的事情我还没有感恩。
And many of these blessings were actually incidents that could have been disastrous, but due to the grace of God, my parents and I were spared the heartache.
那因为神的恩典而让我以前所遇到的一些事情 从危机变成恩典。
So I'm going to share with you three incidents.
那我想要跟大家分享三个。
So when I was in fifth grade, there was a terrible storm.
我在五年级的时候有一个台风。
That night, the weather channel told us that the storm would bring with it hail and very possibly tornadoes.
那个时候晚上我们看电视，那电视就告诉我们说可能会有龙卷风，然后会下冰雹。
Now, it just so happened that a few days ago, I had watched the 90s movie Twister.And being a 10-year-old little girl, I was scared out of my mind.
那因为在我们得到这个新闻之前呢，我就是看了一个电影叫做《龙卷风》。那因为这样子，我就很害怕。
So I was really scared because the first scene of the movie kept flashing through my mind, and basically it was a father being swept away by the tornado, away from his family.
那是很害怕，因为电影的第一幕一直在我的脑海里面，就是有龙卷风一直卷过来，然后把爸。电影中的爸爸卷走。
So my dad noticed this and said, "God will watch over us. Don't worry."
那我爸爸知道，他就跟我说，神会照顾我们，不用烦恼。
So we prayed together before bed as we always do, and I went to get ready for bed.
然后我们就一起睡觉前一起祷告。
And then a few minutes later, I was lying in my bed, and the winds picked up, and I heard really big hail falling outside.
然后，那时候我就躺下来，然后渐渐的就听到风，很强在外面，然后有东西掉下来。
So I ran out to the living room, and my parents said to get into the side hallway of our house.
然后我就到客厅，然后听到我父母亲说赶快去走廊的地方。
So now I was really freaked out.
那时候我很害怕。
So my mom and I sat down with our backs against the wall, and.My dad, he went to grab not our passports, money, or any important documents.
那时候我和妈妈就坐靠在墙上，靠着墙壁坐下，然后我爸爸就进去，他不是拿护照或是钱。
He brought our Bibles and our hymn books.
他就进去拿了我们的圣经还有赞美诗。
And as the hail continued pummeling our house, my dad knew that I was still scared and led us in singing hymn number 3.
那当我们听冰雹一直打在我们的房子上，我们很害怕，那我们就一直唱赞美诗第三首。
And this is actually a really simple melody, but it was my favorite when I was little and I knew every word to it.
这首诗的旋律很简单，但是我小时候最喜欢的一首诗。
So after singing, I was still scared, so we prayed together for the remainder of the storm.
那我们唱诗完之后还是很害怕，所以我们就一直祷告。
The storm lasted about 30 minutes, but it felt like an eternity.
然后那一阵狂风卷吹了30分，但是感觉好像永恒一样。
And the next day we saw that the tornado had missed us by a few miles.
然后后来我们隔天才知道说这个龙卷风离我们大概有几迈的地方。
And it was so strong that it took a shed, maybe half the size of this chapel, and threw it about a mile away.
然后后来我们才知道说这个龙卷风那么大，大概是我们教堂的一半龙卷风就把一个谷仓是教会的一半大，把它卷走。
So the second incident.
第二件事。
When I was about 12, my parents and I gathered to pray before bed as we always do.
然后12岁的时候，我和父母亲睡觉前一起祷告。
About halfway through the prayer, I noticed that my dad suddenly became quiet and he collapsed on my bed.
然后祷告到一半，突然发现爸爸怎么就安静，然后他就倒在我的床上。
My mom cried out hallelujah and told me to hurry and get something for him to eat because we figured that it was his blood sugar that dropped.
然后我妈妈就说 hallelujah， 然后赶快叫我去拿东西给爸爸吃，因为想说他的血糖可能下降。
After eating something, he felt better, but was still very weak. He couldn't stand up.
那他吃了东西之后呢，觉得比较好一点，但是还是非常的虚弱，站不起来。
We asked if he needed to go to the hospital. He said no. The Lord would take care of him.
然后我们就问他说：“你要不要去医院给医生看？”他说：“不用，神会照顾我。”
His faith really struck me at that point because I could tell that he was such discomfort that if it was for me, I'd probably want to be rushed to the hospital as soon as possible.
那时候我对爸爸的信心感到非常的讶异，因为如果是我的话，看他那么难过，我应该会想要去看医生。
So thank God he turned out okay.
那很感谢主耶稣，他后来就安然无恙。
And the last incident.
然后做一件事情。
So when I was about 16 years old,
是在我16岁的时候。
Right after dinner, my dad suddenly told me that he was taking my mom to the hospital.
我们吃完晚餐，突然我的爸爸就跟我说，他要带妈妈去医院。
I was shocked when I heard this because everything had been fine before, because my mom's really health conscious person.
啊，那我突然我就吓一跳，因为妈妈一向见都是会照顾自己的人。
So he told me as he rushed out the door that she couldn't breathe and her throat was closing up.
后来他们冲到门口的时候，我才知道说原来妈妈她没办法呼吸。
And she was just standing there, and I saw her face turning blue.
然后她，我看到她整个脸就变成紫色的。
So as soon as they left, the house became empty and quiet. So I did the only thing I could.And knelt down to pray.
他们离开家的时候，整个房子突然安静下来。那我就，静下来祷告。
So I don't usually pray by myself because my parents and I are so close that we usually just pray together.
通常我不会自己一个人祷告，因为我都是和我的父母亲一起祷告。
So it was a new experience for me, and I was shaking so hard, in addition to the Holy Spirit, that it was really hard to stay calm.
然后那个时候我就是加害怕，然后祷告的时候就会一直发抖。
So at first I felt scared, powerless, and fearful for my mom.
那个时候一开始我觉得我很无力，而且为我的妈妈感到害怕。
But as I prayed, I realized that God was comforting me.
那我继续祷告的时候我觉得神在安慰我。
I didn't hear a voice or anything spectacular like some of you might have.
我没有听到什么声音，好像你们有一些人有这种体验。
But I could feel a peace in my heart that let me know that he was comforting me and telling me everything would be okay.
但是那个时候我突然可以感觉到心里很平安，知道主耶稣他会照顾我。
So eventually I got up, and almost as soon as I said amen, my dad called from the hospital.
那我就后来就祷告完，那我要再说阿们的时候，我的爸爸正好就从医院打电话给我。
And so he said that apparently my mom was allergic to buckwheat, which is a type of grain.
后来我爸爸就跟我说，原来妈妈对一种食物会过敏。
Because that night we had a special kind of rice called 五谷杂粮。
我妈妈对五谷杂粮会过敏。
So, and he told me about his trip to the hospital, and the road leading from our house to the hospital is lots of red lights.
Red lights. 就是他们在从家里到医院的时候有许多的红绿灯。
And on his way there, miraculously, there were no red lights.
然后在很奇妙，就是他们去医院的路上没有红灯。
I was amazed.
然后我感到非常的讶异。
And so the next day I went over, and the doctor said that if they had came any later, my mom would have suffocated, and I probably wouldn't have seen her again.
然后后来医生就告诉我们，如果说那一天妈妈再晚一点到医院，她可能就会窒息而死。
So through all of these incidents.Thank God my dad has held strong to his faith because as a child I absorbed this concept.
那我很感谢神让我的父亲在经历这一些事情时候非常坚强，让我能够对信仰更加的了解。
And I truly believe that our parents make a very big impact on our spiritual lives.
我并且相信我们的父母亲对我们的信仰影响都非常的深刻。
And that they should not be taken for granted or treated with contempt.
那我们应该不应该认为这是理所当然的。
For in Deuteronomy chapter 27 verse 16 it says,
在申命记的27章16节说到，
Cursed is the one who treats his father or mother with contempt.
咒诅父母亲的是可憎恶的。
So as I look back on these incidents, I not only appreciate my dad,But I also give thanks to God for bringing my family through these tribulations.
在经历这些事情呢，我不止感谢神让我的父亲非常坚强，也让我的父母亲成长。
And I actually never really considered these events blessings until this NYTS.
那我从来都不曾觉得这些都是恩典，一直到这次的 NYTS.
There's a few verses I'd like to share.
我想跟大家分享一些经节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 4.
以弗所书的六章一到四节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 4.
以弗所书六章一到四节。
It says, Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your mother and father, which is the first commandment with a promise.That it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. So it says, you may live long on earth. I translate this as saying many blessings. So,
在这边讲到要孝敬父母，使你得福。
So actually, more importantly, me, the latter part of verse 4, I think, it says, bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
然后在第四节的后半段，这边讲到父母只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
It reminds me of what my dad did for me.
然后这个就让我想起我的父亲怎么样养育我。
And I was reflecting on this and thought, well, we must do the same thing for our children in the future.
那我在想这一节的时候，我就想到，那将来我们有儿女的时候，也应该用同样的方式养育他们。
But in order to do so, we must build up our own faith first.
但是如果我们要这样的养育他们，我们必须要建立自己的信仰。
And recognizing what God has blessed us with can help us greatly in this process.
并且记得神怎么样在这个过程当中祝福我们。
As I was writing this testimony, a hymn popped into my mind.
我在写这个见证的时候，脑海中就浮起一首赞美诗。
It's hymn number 90.
是赞美诗九十首。
And it says, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done.
赞美诗里面说我们要数算主的恩典。
So we should ask ourselves, how often have we honestly counted our blessings?
我们应该要自己问自己，我们有多少时间在数算主的恩典。
Do we feel like being a member of TJC, or even just being a Christian is a burden?
我们会不会觉得说我们是真耶稣教会信徒，或是纯粹是基督徒，就觉得很感到负担很重
？We should think about this more often.
我们应该要反省。
I believe that we have all received countless blessings, and even though we may not realize it now,
我相信在座的每一位都曾从主那边得到许多的恩典。
We should realize it soon.
那但是我们必须要记得。
I could have lost my home, my mom, and my dad.But thank God he had mercy on my parents and I.
我曾经差点就要失去我的父母亲还有我的家庭，但是因为感谢主，所以我感谢主，但是让我还在这里。
And though NYTS is coming to a close, I encourage everyone to still stop and think about this if you have not already.
那 NYTS 已经要到一个结尾，我们但是我还是鼓励各位能够数算主的恩典。
What blessings has he given us already that we haven't given thanks for yet?
让我们思考神曾经给我们一样的恩典，我们还没有数算过。
We take so many things for granted and think, oh, it's a coincidence, or this happened because of my own doing.
很多时候我们会觉得是巧合，或是因为我们自己的能力。
But the reality is, all things come from God.
但是我们要记得一切都是从神而来。
So lastly, I'd like to share with you two more verses, or three more verses.
那最后我想要跟各位分享三个经节。
First Thessalonians chapter
5. 帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六节。
16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing.
十七节。
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.So let's stop, reflect, and give thanks because God has given us more blessings than we can ever imagine.
我们应该要停下来思考，并且数算神的恩典，因为神他的恩典是丰富的。
May all the praise and glory be unto His name.
愿一切荣耀都归于天上的神。
Let's pray in silence.
我们一起同心默祷。
Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to speak.
奉主耶稣圣名，做见证。
In the hopes of glorifying His name.
希望借着我见证能够荣耀神。
First of all, I really like to thank God because He really encouraged and comforted me.
我想要先感谢神，因为他真的给我许多的鼓励。
And I'm also thankful for the prayers of my brothers and sisters.
那我很感谢各位弟兄姐妹的代祷。
It's actually really not easy for me to come up here.
其实我站在台上是一件很不简单的事情。
Took a lot of prayers and a lot of fasting in this past NYTS.
在过去几天，我不断的祷告还有进食。
But it actually also has taken 5 years that has passed
since what I'm about to share about happened.
然后我在这边想要与各位分享是五年前发生的一些事情。
Basically, ever since it happened, I kept thinking about if I should testify.
因为这些事情发生之后，我一直在想，我是不是应该要做见证。
But as many of you know, I'm really quiet.
但是你们各位都知道我非常的害羞。
Basically, for my entire life, I've never really shared like any of my true feelings.
那其实我这一辈子很少表达我自己的真正的情感。
But today, I really like to share some of the most important experiences that I've had in my life.
但今天我想与各位分享的是几段我一生当中让我感触很深的事情。
So even though I grew up in a church and I really enjoyed RE classes.
我在教会里面长大，但是我不喜欢宗教教育。我很喜欢宗教教育。
Like I knew all the textbook answers to all the questions.
譬如说，课本里面的一些答案我都知道。
But I learned a lot, but it didn't really affect me that much.
那虽然我知道很多，但是这些知识对我并没有很大的影响。
I at that age, I really didn't understand the importance of all this truth.
我小时候并不了解说这些真理对我是怎么多么的重要。
So starting in elementary school, I already had many different sides.
所以我在小学的时候就有很多的自己。
So what I mean by that is like I would show one side of me to my parents, a different side of me to my brothers, to my brother.I only have one.
就是在父母亲面前，我是一个人。然后在我的哥哥弟前面弟弟之前面又是另外一个人。
Another side to my teachers at school, another side to my friends, and another side at church.
然后对我老师又是一个人，对我的朋友又是一个人，在教会又是一个人。
Starting in first grade, I was already fighting in school.
在一年级的时候，我在学校就会跟人家打架。
Once after lunch, I had two bags of chips, and this kid wanted them.
然后有一次我就是在学校我有两包薯片，然后有一个小孩子他要。
He said he'll pay me back, so I said okay. I just gave it to him.
然后那个小孩子说他跟我要那两包，然后就说他会还我，所以我就给他。
So after a while, I didn't get my money back.
然后后来，但是那个小孩子他没有付我钱。
So I gathered my friends and we beat him up.
所以我就召集我的朋友，然后把他打得很厉害。
So probably you know you think, yeah, okay, beat him up once, everything's okay now.
那后来我想说打一次应该就 OK 就没事了。
But actually, we beat him up for 3 years.
那但是其实我们大概就不断找他打他，大概是3年的时间。
And that time really didn't feel any guilt at all.
然后那时候我也不会感到心里有罪过。
In fact, we felt pretty proud of it.
我们反而感到非常的荣幸。
Like me and my friends would just like share our war stories.
所以我和我的朋友在背后就会来再讲我们所谓的战争故事。
Yeah, because we call those we fought from first grade to third grade, so we call them class wars 1, 2, and 3.
那因为我们从一年级打到三年级，所以我们就号称我们的事迹为班级之战第一、第二、第三级。
And so things didn't improve.
然后状况也没有什么样的发展变好。
By fourth grade, I already picked up cursing.
那在四年级之后，我就开始喜欢骂人。
And fourth grade was the first time that I saw porn.
然后四年级是我第一次看色情的刊物。
At that time, I was like 8 or 9, but it wasn't like lust or anything.
那个时候我大概是8岁9岁，但是那个时候也不是因为情欲的关系。
It was just that you weren't supposed to do it, and the more you weren't supposed to do it, the more I wanted to do it.
那时候就是越不该做的事情，越反而想去做。
It felt like a thrill to do it, and like it was pretty exciting.
然后那时候觉得做那种不该做的事情感到非常的刺激。
You know, I felt like, wow, I'm so proud of myself. I dare to do these things.
那时候我觉得我感到骄傲，因为我竟然敢做那个不应该做的事情。
But starting in the fifth and sixth grade, I kind of mellowed down a little bit.
那在五年级、六年级的时候，我稍微好一点。
Because it was during this time that I went to the first SSCs of my life.
因为在那个时候，我第一次参加学生联会。
And it was during this time that I also received the Holy Spirit.
那也是在那个时候，我得到圣灵。
God really showed His grace upon me.
那神真的赐给我他的恩典。
But even though I received the Holy Spirit,
但是就算我得到圣灵。
I mean, I knew it was supposed to be something that's precious.
我也知道说圣灵是一个很宝贵的灵。
But it didn't take long before I was back to my old ways.
那不久之后，我又开始过我以前的生活。
So I entered middle school.
那后来我就进了中学。
And in middle school, I was bolder in like the way I cheated.
那中学我就开始很欺骗的手段就越加大胆。
And stole a lot of things.
然后就开始偷东西。
I remember once it was a statewide exam.
我记得有一次是我们州州的考试。
And I don't need to cheat.
那其实我也不用去作弊。
But it was fun to cheat.
但是作弊却让我感到非常刺激。
It was I felt so excited that and like.So proud of myself that me and my friends we could just switch our entire booklets with each other.
那个时候我想，我那时候就是觉得很骄傲，因为我和我朋友就可以互相换我们的答案。
And no one could catch us.
然后没有人知道。
And I stole a lot of stuff like clothes and like video games.
然后那时候我又偷了很多的衣服，还有电动玩具。
And just like miscellaneous stuff like lighters, knives.
还有一些小刀或是打火机。
But during eighth grade, God actually looking back, God actually warned me twice.
那后来到了八年级，那其实现在回想起来，神他已经警告我两次。
In eighth grade, I had a really severe asthma attack.
在八年级的时候，突然我的气喘就发作。
So I usually don't miss school at all, but that time I missed school.
那通常我不会我不会翘课或是没有出现没有去学校，但是我那时候没有办法上学。
If you don't know what it's like, basically you just can't breathe and you have to like crawl on the floor.
那时候气喘发作的时候就是没有办法呼吸，然后整个人在地上爬。
The second warning was once after school I was playing basketball.
那第二个警告是我学校之后，我在学校完之后，我在打篮球。
And it was just a pickup game. It wasn't really that serious.
那我们只是就是在玩耍。
But somehow I broke my right arm.
那就是不知道怎么样，我就折断了我的右手。
And I actually watched my arm just bend in the middle, and then I bent it back.
然后我就是看到我的手就是往后折。
But even though I received these really big warnings, I just wasn't really thinking about it.
虽然那个时候我得了这两个很大的、很严重的警告，但是我还是假装没有看到，没有。
So I continued in the ways I did things.
所以我还是继续我之前的生活。
And then I went to high school.
然后后来我就上了高中。
But God kept watching over me because.The freshman year after high school, I went to SSC again.
但是我知道神不断的照顾我，因为我在高中之后我去学生联会。
And during that SSC, all the classes put a lot of emphasis on like peer pressure and like temptations.
然后在学生联会的时候，我们讨论到同辈的压力还有引诱。
And like you always hear stories about how, you know, bad high school could be.
然后我就会听到说高中的生活多么的不好。
And preachers stress about how dangerous to just fall into temptation.
然后那时候传道就是警戒我们，我们掉入陷阱里面非常的容易。
So I started to get a little worried.
所以我那时候就有点烦恼。
Because I was wondering if I kept going, what would happen to me?
因为我那想说，如果继续过以前的这样子的生活，那我不知道会到最后会变怎么样。
Around the second day, when I woke up, I found like a lot of bumps on my body.
然后第二就是隔天早上起来的时候，我就发现我的身上有很多的肿。
They look like the when a bug bites you, it looks like that.
然后就是然后好像虫咬过一样。
But that time I still wasn't like fully convinced.
然后在那个时候，我还是不觉得那是一个警告。
But in prayer, I was reminded that some of the clothes that I was wearing at SSC I actually had stolen.
然后后来我就祷告的时候，我想你说我去学生年会穿的一些衣服，有的是我用偷的。
So I just started like not wearing them.
然后后来我就不穿那些我偷的衣服。
And it was then that I really began to repent and admit my wrongdoings.
也是在那个时候我开始悔改，忏悔我以前做不对的事情。
And I also prayed about the temptations that I might meet in high school.
然后我也特别为我在高中或许会遇到的一些引诱祷告。
Because in middle school, I used to hang out with a lot of people.
因为在中学的时候，我有一大群的朋友。
And about our class had 30 people, and 20 of those people went to the same high school as I did.
我们一般有30人，那大概是我们一般的20几个人都到同样的学校。
So I knew it would be really difficult for me to avoid them in high school.
那时候我也知道说我到了高中我很难避免他们。
So I kept praying for strength.
然后我就不断的祷告求神给我力量。
And I knew that my school had a lot of temptations even though it was actually considered one of the top public high schools in New York City.
虽然我的学校在纽约州算是一个不错的公立学校，但是学校还是有许多的引诱。
So basically, the entrance of my high school is connected to a bridge.
我的高中的校门口其实是跟一座桥连在一起。
Right after you get out the entrance, right on the left side, that's where all the people who smoked hang out.
那你除了校园的左手边，就是一些抽烟的人会在那边聚集。
And after you cross the bridge and get down, on the left side there's like a wall.
然后你过了这个桥之后的左手边呢，有一道墙。
It's not really high. It's like a triangular wall.
那个墙没有很高，然后是三角形。
Basically, everyone knew that all the people who did drugs, they just hanged out there.
那基本上那些吸毒的人就会到学校吸毒的人就会在那边。
Actually, eventually the police had to come and clear the place out.
然后到最后警察甚至要来这个地方赶人。
So I knew I would face many temptations in high school.
所以我那时候知道我高中的生活会遇到许多的引诱。
And of course, there was going to be girls.
那当然学校也会有女生。
Looking back, actually, I'm really thankful to God because during middle school, I did hang out with a lot of girls.
那其实现在想起来觉得很感谢神，因为我在中学的时候时常和一些女生在一起。
But like even though they were like pretty aggressive.
那这些女生都非常的主动。
I really never felt the temptation to date.
但是我从来没有想要跟他们出去的欲望。
Because I watched like some of my friends, they would just date a girl for a week.
因为我看我的朋友，他们和一个女生在一起一个礼拜。
And for that 1 week, they would be like really close.
然后那个礼拜，他们就会非常的亲密。
And they get like a ring and then like engrave their names on it and say so and so forever.
然后他们就会刻自己的名字说，某某某和某某某一辈子在一起。
And then the next week, it was like nothing happened.
然后下一个礼拜就好像曾经没有这件事情发生过。
So to me, dating was like the most ridiculous thing.
那所以在我看来，我觉得约会是一件很愚蠢的事情。
But I wasn't sure if I would keep feeling the same way in high school.
但是我那时候不确定说我是到了高中这种想法会改变。
So I kept repenting and kept praying for strength.
所以我就不断的忏悔，求神给我力量。
And God truly listened to me.
那神真的有垂听我。
And he truly answered my prayers.
那神也有回应我的祷告。
I still remember on the last day of SSC, I was just standing in the parish hall.
我记得我是学生年会最后一天，我在教堂里面。
And I felt the most overwhelming sense of fulfillment in my entire life.
那时候觉得我心里非常的满足。
I couldn't think of a single thing that I wanted.
我想不出来我还需要什么东西。
And I knew that I was really blessed to feel this way.
然后我也知道我非常神的福气充满着我。
So after that SSC, God really gave me the strength to change.
那在那次学生灵会之后呢，神就给我力量，能够改变自己，我自己。
Because we know changing lifestyles is a really difficult thing to do.
我们知道要改变我们的生活形态非常的困难。
Because you have to get out of your comfort zone.
因为我们必须离开我们以前觉得很舒适的生活。
And not only do you have to stop what you used to do, you also have to begin doing things that you never did.
我们不只要停止我们之前所做的事情，还要开始做新的事情。
So I started reading the Bible twice a day.
所以我就试着一天读圣经两次。
And praying twice a day.
然后一天祷告两次。
Actually, I would read NKJV in the morning, and at night I would read the same chapters in NIV.
所以我早上的时候会读圣经同样那一章。一个版本NKJV 一个版本，然后下午又读 NIV 这个版本。
And I will write down any thoughts that I have.
然后我就会把我的感想写出来。
And if I had any questions, I will also write them down.
那如果有什么问题，我也把它写出来。
And during prayers, God would just sometimes He would just reveal the answers to me.
那很多时候在祷告，神会让我了解一些答案。
During that time, I made a lot of post-it notes. I put a lot of like reminders and memory verses.
那个时候我就是也把经节圣句写下来，然后贴在我的墙壁上。
And I will put them all over my desk and like on the door frame.
我会把它贴在我桌子上，还有门框上。
God helped me to live a new way of life.
那神就帮助我过一个新的生活。
And since I had stolen a lot of stuff, I knew I couldn't just stop, but I also had to pay it back.
那是因为我偷了许多东西，我知道说我不只是要停止偷窃，还要还人家。
So actually, I just went back to the stores that I had stolen stuff from.
所以我就到我以前偷窃的那些店。
And I would just buy the exact same things that I had stolen.
然后就去买我以前偷的那些东西。
And then after I paid for them, I would just put them back on the shelves.
然后我付钱之后呢，又把这个东西拿回去柜子上放。
But one of the things that I stolen, the store that I stolen from had already closed down. One of the places that I stole from, they already went out of business.
然后就是有一个店我。之前偷的那个店，他们后来就是关门了。
So I just decided to give the money to a beggar.
然后我就把那个钱给一个乞丐。
And I folded the money into a tiny little square and just put it in and walked away.
然后所以我就把钱折成四方形，小小的放着，然后就走了。
I think the person might have been pretty surprised.
我猜那个人应该会感到非常讶异。
And soon after that, school started again.
然后之后学校又开学。
And even though I had like work that I had to be responsible for.
那我们我要为我自己的事情负责任，做的事情负责任。
I remember I feeling a great sense of peace and joy.
那之后我就感到心里非常平安。
I would just be walking down a hallway and just feeling so joyful.
我甚至在学校走廊走过去，就觉得心里很平安、喜乐。
And it didn't matter what happened around me, I would just feel calm.
然后我也不介意我周遭发生了什么事情，只是觉得心里很平静。
From that time on, I learned how to be separated while in school.
然后从那个时候，我也开始学习怎么样过与人不一样的生活。
And I became more quiet and reserved.
我变得比较安静，也比较拘谨。
Because before I used to talk pretty impulsively and just,
因为之前我通常讲话都是很冲动。
And like I'll just joke around, make fun of people really easily.
然后我就会开玩笑，然后嘲笑别人。
And after cursing for so many years, it's it just becomes like a habit.
因为我说脏话习惯了这么多年，后来就变成我一个习惯。
And you're not even thinking about it, it just flows out.
然后甚至有的时候不经大脑，我就把它说出来。
But God really helped me to just stop right away.
但是很感谢神帮助我能够马上停止。
I still remember in high school, some of my friends, they challenged each other.
那我记得我在高中的时候，我的同学都会故意要挑战。
And they wanted to see who could last the longest without cursing.
他们就会彼此挑战说看谁可以说脏话说的最长。
Stop cursing.
停止说脏话。
And they would break in like a day or two.
然后大概一两天之后他们就受不了。
So really, God is so powerful.
所以真的很感谢神他非常有能力。
Because he helped me to stop right away.
因为他帮助我马上停止说脏话。
Over the years, although my faith did decrease a little bit,
但是过几年之后，我的信仰又有点下降。
God continued to watch over me.
神还是不断的照顾我。
During college applications, everyone around me was just really stressed out.
那时候在申请大学，那我的同学大家都感到压力很大。
But God helped me so that I could be really calm.
那主耶稣帮助我，让我非常的平静。
Actually, I just sat down one day and I wrote my application essay in about half an hour.
我就坐下来，然后就把我的申请考试在半小时之内就把它写完。
And I basically made no revisions to it.
然后我也没有回去再校阅。
A lot of people, they write about topics like the biggest challenge in my life or, you know, the most difficult decision I had to make in my life.
那有很多的同学，他们写文章写有关我一生最大的挑战，或是我要做最困难的决定。
But all I wrote about was basketball and sneakers.
但是那个时候，我只是想到打篮球还有球鞋的事情。
And while I was deciding to which school I was going to apply to.
然后那个时候，那时候我在决定说我要去申请哪个学校。
Basically, I narrowed it down to two choices.
然后后来我就剩下两个选择。
And one was far from church and far from home.
然后第一个选择是离教会有离家很远。
And the other was close to church and close to home.
然后另外一个离教会比较近。
So I prayed to God and I told him that if I went far,
那我就跟神说，如果我要去远的地方
，I really didn't know if I could keep my faith.
我不知道我是不是能够持守我的信仰。
So I just ended up applying to one school.
所以后来我就只是申请一间学校。
So I only had to do one essay, apply to one school, and only meet one deadline.
所以我那时候就是申请一间学校，写一篇文章，赶一个截止日期。
And thanks God's grace, that's the school I am at now.
然后很感谢主，这就是我现在去的学校。
I know that it's really through the grace of God that I can go to church every week and also, yeah.
我知道那是神的恩典，让我每个礼拜可以去教会。
And also go home every week so my parents can see me.
而且并可以每个礼拜回家，所以我的父母亲可以看我。
Growing up in church, I often heard a lot of people saying, that they wish they weren't born into TJC.
在教会长大有许多人。我听到许多人说，他们希望他们不是在教会出生的。
They wish that they could just do whatever everyone else was doing.
他们希望说他们可以任意所为。
And then afterwards, they'll just get baptized right before they die and still be saved.
然后在他们离世之前呢，可以受洗，那这样他们就可以马上得救。
But looking back on my life, I knew that's really a blessing to be born into the church.
但是我回首，我觉得在教会里面长大是一件神的恩典。
Because from a really young age, I was already walking in the wrong path.
因为在很小的时候，我曾经走错路。
And I keep thinking that if I wasn't born into church, would I know about God?
我在想，如果我不是在教会出生，那我会知道神吗？
Would I know that there's a path to salvation?
我会知道说有一条路可以通往救恩吗？
Would I end up in this church?
我会到最后真的来真教会吗？
There's like millions of churches in the world, but we're all lucky enough to be in this one true one.
这个世界上有成千上万的教会，但是我们非常的幸运能够在真教会里面。
And it's really just as it says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5.
就好像以弗所书二章第五节说的。
That it's by grace that we are saved.
我们是本乎因为恩典而得救。
So I really thank God for His grace.
非常感谢神的恩典。
Once in CYC, a preacher was telling us.
那有一次在一次的灵恩会，传道告诉我们。
He said that it was good to worship together with brothers and sisters all the time.
他说我们应该要和弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜神。
But it's also really important to learn how to worship by yourself.
但是我们也要学习我们怎么样自己一个人来敬拜神。
I'm really thankful that God taught me how to do this.
那我感谢神，他教导我怎么样这样子做。
Thank God for His mercy and compassion.
感谢神他的怜悯还有慈爱。
And for His patience with me.
还有他的耐心。
May all the glory be unto His name forever.
愿一切荣耀归于天上的神。
Amen.
Please bow and pray in silence.
我们一起低头默祷。
Well, for those that don't know me, I'm Alan.
我的名字叫 Alan.
Well, today I'd like to share about a story of my life, how God led me to His church.
今天我想与各位分享的是神怎样带我来教会。
And just to share a brief background of myself.
跟你们讲一下我的背景。
I was not born in the church.
我不是在教会出生。
And after I was born in the U.S., my parents took me back to Taiwan.
然后我在美国出生之后，我父母亲把我带回台湾。
And I grew up in Taiwan.
然后我在台湾长大。
Until I was 16.
一直到我十六岁。
Then I came to New Jersey for high school.
然后我来纽泽西上高中。
And at the year of 2001.
然后在二零零一年。
I went to University of Illinois.
然后我去伊诺大学。
And at that time, that was my first time tasting freedom.
那是我第一次感受到自由。
Because I was raising a very strict family. To take over the family business, so I never had a chance to go out with any of my friends.
我的父母亲对我非常的严格，所以我从来没有可以跟我朋友出去的自由。
But as soon as the school started,
那开学的时候，
my heart was really empty.
我的心非常的空虚。
So I turned to video games.
所以我就开始打电动玩具。
I'll play day and night.
然后就早晚都在玩。
And I never went to any of my classes.
然后也没有上学。
And so basically, after the first semester, I was put on probation with 0.5 GPA.
然后所以一个学期之后呢，我的分数非常的低，然后有点差点被退学的可能。
And eventually, second year, I was kicked out of school with 1.6 GPA.
然后后来我就被学校踢出来，因为我的分数只有 1.6。
And I was actually dropped out of school twice, and they won't even take me back for the third time when I tried to get back in there.
然后两次就被人家命令退学，然后学校也不要我。
But while I was there at school, through a friend, I found out about the TJC Campus Fellowship.
那在那个时候，借着一个朋友，后来就认识了教会。
And I started attending the fellowship.
所以我就开始参加他们的校园团契。
And at that point, I didn't really understand anything about salvation or anything about Christianity.
在那个时候，我对基督徒或是救恩并不了解。
But I remember the sermons were always edifying, and my questions would always be answered in the sermon.
那个时候，那些讲道对我都非常有益处。
So I remember some people asked me that was I afraid of the tongue, like speaking in tongue, prayer in tongue.
有些人问我说：“你会不会对我们教会的灵言感到惧怕？”
Because I never had any experience regarding Christianity, so when the first time when I heard the speaking praying tongue, I just thought this is how Christian prays.
那因为我从来和基督教没有接触过，这是我第一次接触基督教，所以我就想说，我看到人家用灵言祷告，以为这就是所有基督徒都是这样子祷告。
So I continue attending the fellowship over the years.But,
我就继续参加校园团契。
But the at around the year between the year of 04 and 05, my faith took a stumble.
但是在2004年、2005年的时候，我的信仰就坠下落。
At that point, I didn't really want to attend the fellowship.
在那个时候，我一点都不想参加团契。
And my heart was struggling.
然后我的心里就很挣扎。
Oftentimes, I would call the brothers at the fellowship and tell them I'm sick, I cannot go.
然后我就会打电话跟弟兄，教会弟兄说我生病，我没有办法出席。
But as in the fact, I was never sick to a point. The last time I was sick that I cannot go anywhere was when I was freshman.
那但是其实我其实不是生病，上次我生病是一年级的时候，大学一年级。
But I still stay within the fellowship.
但是我还是留在团契里面。
Because I feel peace and comfort in the fellowship.
因为我在团契里面我会感到平安。
Because it was pretty much the only day in a week where I did not have to try so hard to level up my characters on video games.
因为那是我们聚会的那一天是我们一个礼拜其中一天，我不需要去玩我的电动玩具。
So the following year at the 2005 Chicago Spring Spiritual Convocation.
在2005年芝加哥的春季灵恩会。
After the morning sermon.
在早上的聚会晚的时候。
After they announced the about baptism.
他们就要报告有关洗礼的事情。
After I heard the announcement, I felt this urge in my heart telling me that I need to be baptized.
然后我听了报告之后，我觉得我应该要去洗礼。
So I filled up the baptism application.
所以我就填了接受洗礼的申请表。
And at the dinner on the very same day,
然后在晚餐的时候
，a sister approached me and asked me that, "Are you the one that's getting baptized?"
有一个姐妹就来问我说，你是不是那个要接受洗礼的人
？I told her yes.
然后我就说是。
Then she told me, "Did you memorize the Ten Commandments and Ten Basic Beliefs?"
然后她就问我说，你有没有背十诫，还有我们的十大基本信仰
？And I look at her.
然后我就看她。
And go, "What?"
什么？你说什么？
But and I did, if according to my own memory, I did terrible at the so-called interview.
然后那个时候，可是后来我想一下，我觉得还要被人家面试，觉得很恐怖。那时候面试完，我觉得自己心情很糟糕。
回答的讲不出来，
讲不出来，很糟糕。
But thank God that he moved the heart of the preacher.
但是很感谢神，他感动了传道人的心。
And I remember the preacher said, "If the love of God move him to be baptized, let him be baptized."
因为传道就说，如果神的爱感动他让他愿意接受洗礼，就让他洗礼吧。
And I was baptized during that spiritual convocation.
所以那一次春季的联会，我就受洗。
And so at the year of 2006.
然后在2006年
most people in the campus fellowship left.
我们校园团契大部分人都毕业走了。
And I was still there.
然后我还在那里。
Because I guess I never graduated.
因为我从来我没有资格毕业。
So the brother who was leading the fellowship at that time asked me.
然后那个时候在带领团契的弟兄就问我。
He asked me to continue the fellowship because at that time we had two seekers in the fellowship.
他叫我继续带领这个团契，因为那个时候我们有两个慕道者。
So and he also encouraged me to attend NYTS the following year, which is the year of summer of 07.
那他也鼓励我去参加隔年的NYTS, 就是2007年。
So I did according to what he said.
那时候我就按着他说的去做。
And at the May of 2007,
然后在2007年的五月
when I was sent by Chicago Church to attend NYST servitude training.
那时候我就被芝加哥教会派去参加事工服事训练。
And I went there only to find out that out of all the participants sitting in the chapel, I was the only person that did not have the Holy Spirit.
然后后来我就发现说，全去参加的人里面，只有我一个人没有圣灵。
So at that time, I really felt the urgency to pray for the Holy Spirit.
所以我那时候就一直想要求圣灵。
And so for the first few days of NYTS,
所以NYTS 的前几天
I kept repenting and repenting.
我不断的忏悔悔改。
I prayed to God that I believe He's only one true God, and I will build my faith on Him.
那我跟神祷告说，我相信他是唯一的真神，那我也会把我的信仰建立在他的身上。
And if I'm like a rotten apple, please cut me to the core. And if I'm rotten to the core, please burn me to ashes and keep me.
那我就跟神说，如果我是一个烂苹果的话，请你把我熬炼过之后，还把我留着。
So during one of the team meeting, my team captain told me that it is not that God won't forgive me, but I need to forgive myself.
那有一次我们那一组的组长再一次的分享的时候告诉我说，不是神不愿意赦免我，而是我自己并不原谅我自己。
So I spent the next few prayers thinking about God, and I started to feel the love of God through the love that the brethren has shown me.
然后后来我就不断的思考，那后来才渐渐觉得神的爱，是借着我的弟兄姐妹让我体会到的。
Then I noticed I start having trouble saying hallelujah clearly.
然后后来祷告之后，发现我突然没有办法很清楚的说哈利路亚。
And I will pause and start over again.
我会停住，然后又从头开始。
Then Sister Zhou asked me about my prayer, and she told me that she just learned my tongue roll.
传道娘后来就问我说我祷告如何，然后告诉我说，应该要让我的舌头自己转动。
So I did what she told me, and in the next prayer, I was able to pray in tongue.
所以我就照她说的去做。那下一次的祷告，我就开始说灵言。
After I received the Holy Spirit, there was this overwhelming joy coming out of my heart, and even after 40 minutes of prayers, all I wanted to do is go back down and keep praying.
那我得到圣灵的时候，我觉得我心里充满着喜乐，甚至祷告了40分，我还一直想要继续祷告。
And another feeling I had in my heart was, I really, really wanted to die at that point and go to heaven.
另外一个想法就是我那时候真的很想赶快死掉，然后去天国。
But God did not take me because I think I still need to lead the fellowship.
但是神那时候没有接我走，因为我还是要带那个校园的团契。
Thank God that the fellowship went very smoothly over the next year.
那很感谢主耶稣让我们的校园团契在一年的期间都非常的平顺。
At the year of 2008.
然后在2008年。
My faith kind of slid down over the years.
然后我的信仰又开始向下滑。
But when I was serving you two.For True Jesus Church videos, I came across a video.
那我有次在 YouTube 要找我们教会的录影，后来就看到一个录影，另外其他的录影。教会的录影。
Then because of that, I started downloading and listening to sermon from San Jose churches.
然后后来我就找到圣何西教会的一些档案，然后就开始听他们的道理。
And I was so.Since I was not really in school, so my life for the next 2 weeks was pretty much like NYTS, where I would listen to sermon all day.
那因为我那时没有上学，所以我就两礼拜过好像 NYTS 生活，不断的听讲道。
And after a week or two, I sat down on my sofa and asked myself.
那过了一两个礼拜，我后来就坐在椅子上问我自己。
Why did God keep someone like me?So as sinful as I am alive.
然后我就问神说，为什么神要把我这么充满罪恶的人留住呢？
Then God reminded me that the only reason I'm still alive is so that I can serve Him.
然后后来神就提醒我，我为什么会活着，是因为神还要我来服侍他。
And after I was reminded of my determination or promise to God.
然后当我答应神之后，
神提醒我之后，神提醒我之后，神提醒我，提醒我。
当神提醒我之后
，I realized that everyone in the fellowship were graduating and leaving.
那我就发现说，团契里面的人都要毕业，然后离开我而去。
So I said to myself, I need to go somewhere with a church.
然后我就跟我讲自己说，我应该要搬去一个有教会的地方。
And then I realized my grandfather has a company here in New Jersey.
后来我就发现我的阿公在这边有一个公司。
And it just so happened the company is 15 minutes away from both churches.
然后这个公司离教会十五分钟。
So I called up my mom.
那我就跟我妈妈打电话。
And told her about this.
那我就跟我妈说。
And but she told me that if your God wants you to leave, move over, He will help you get rid of your apartment.
然后我妈就跟我说，如果你的神愿意的话，他会帮助你把你现在住的公寓解决掉。
Because I already renewed my lease for the next years.
因为我之前公寓的签约，我又把它重新更新一次。
So I said to myself, well, she's right. So I put my apartment for lease online.
然后后来我想想说，她妈说的对，所以我就把我的公寓在网站上做广告。
And before, within 12 hours, the apartment was taken.
然后在12个小时之内，我的公寓就租出去。
And after that, I started talking to my grandfather and thank God that he agreed to let me work at the company.
然后后来之后，我又跟我的阿公讲，然后他就答应我，让他在他的公司工作。
So I moved everything over to New Jersey.
然后所以我就
I shipped everything over to New Jersey.
我就把我的一些家当全部寄到纽泽西。
And I went to attend church events during over the summers.
然后在暑假的时候，我就参加教会的一些研习。
So when I finally got to New Jersey around July.
所以我七月的时候到这边。
And only to find out that because I refused to start working around May, which is when I asked my grandfather.
那后来我就发现，因为我跟公司说我五月的时候不要马上上班。
So he was not happy, and when I got here, he pretty much told me that I don't have to come to work anymore.
那因为他不高兴，所以我搬到这的时候才发现他已经不要再让我去他的公司工作。
So after, I spent sometimes praying in the NYTS, and after that, I decided I should go back to school.
然后后来我就是在 NYTS 的时候为这件事情祷告，然后觉得我应该要回学校。
So originally, I was supposed to live with my aunt when I came to New Jersey.
那起初一开始，我的计划是要跟我的阿姨住在一起。
But I guess because of my religion, since my family, I'm the only believer in my family.
那因为我的信仰关系，我们是我们家唯一信主的人。
And so there were some conflicts. And on top of that, I found out there's a room in my aunt's house that's full of idols.
然后，那因为这样我们有一点冲突，然后我又发现我阿姨的家有一间房间里面都是偶像。
So I started looking for apartments close to Hillsboro Church.
所以我就试着开始找一间公寓离喜乐伯教会不远。
Because my school is only 20 minutes away from church.
因为我的学校大概离教会二十分钟。
I remember when I first started looking for apartment.
我记得我开始在找公寓的时候。
Brother Enoch asked me, "Do you want me to ask church council whether they need another caretaker?"
然后Enoch 弟兄就问我说，你需不需要我去跟教会的负责人提说，问教会是需要另外一个看管教会的人。
At that time, he was already living here as a caretaker.
在那个时候，他已经住在教会来做管理员。
But I told him it's okay unless people mention about it first.
那我就跟他说应该不用吧，除非人家提我再说。
But at that time, I really, really wanted to stay at church.
但是那个时候我其实非常想要住在教会。
So I went on the apartment hunt.
那后来我就开始找我的公寓。
And I actually found a very decent apartment where my the roommate is very clean and mature.
然后后来我就找了我的室友，他也非常的干净又非常成熟。
But and on the very same night when I told the members at the family service about the apartment I found.
然后后来我那天晚上我就跟信徒说，或许可以在我的公寓有家庭聚会。
And I remember vividly, four to five people say in one accord at the same time that you can leave a church.
然后我记得那时候有四五个弟兄姐妹就直接告诉我说，不约而同的说你可以住教会啊。
So I took it that God wants me to stay live at church.
所以我想说，是不是神希望我能够住在教会
？And thank God, a few weeks after I talked to the church councils, I moved up into the church, into the house.
那很感谢神，在过几个礼拜，我跟负责人他们讨论之后，我就搬到教会主会堂旁边那个房子里面。
If I never mention, it's this house right here.
就是隔壁那间房子。
God truly, God's blessing truly succeeded man's expectation.
神的恩典是超乎我们能够想象的。
Originally, I was just trying to live close to church.
原本我只是想要说住离教会近一点。
But I ended up living in the church.
但是后来我竟然住到教会里面。
And on top of that,
然后还有就是，
the brother that also lives in the house became a church council.
那个住在房子里面的另外那个弟兄，后来就变成教会的负责人。
So I was able to learn much from him in serving God.
然后我可以从他身上学到许多怎么样服侍神。
So the year of 2009.
所以在2009年的时候。
When school ended this May.
那学期末在学期结束在五月的时候。
I was applying to Rutgers because it is the only 4-year school with engineering program that's close to church.
我就在向 Rutgers 我就提出申请Rutgers 大学，因为那是四年的课程，而且是离教会很近。
But I was rejected.
但是我被学校拒绝。
For obvious reason.
你们也知道为什么。
So.I started to think that maybe because if I'm to attend other schools, that means I have to find a different place to live at because other school engineering program are literally about an hour away from church.
那我就开始想说，如果我要去其他的学校上学，那我就等于还要搬家，那这样离教会非常的远。
So I'm thinking perhaps maybe God, I should move up, is telling me that I need to move out of church.
那我就想说，是神要我搬离开教会。
So I prayed and prayed for God's guidance and His will be done.
然后我就跟神祷告，求神他的旨意成全。
And one day when I talked to my professor at my community college.
那所以有一天我在我的原本的学校跟我的老师谈话。
And after she found out that I was rejected by Rutgers, she was shocked.
然后我跟老师说那个 Rutgers 大学。人拒绝我的申请，他就吓一跳。
So she told me that she will talk to the dean of engineering college for me.
然后他就说好，那他会直接跟工程的系主任直接谈。
And a few days later, I was pretty much accepted into Rutgers.
那很奇妙，几天之后呢，我就被 Rutgers 大学收留。
I never like to talk about my life in the past.
我很少我不是那么喜欢讲我过去的生活。
Because it was pretty much a life of failure according worldly standard.
因为根据这世界上的标准，基本上我是一个失败的人。
I mean, if you ask the brothers at the fellowship, every time they talk about how did the week go in school.
因为我如果在团契，如果每次大家都会问说你过去这个礼拜过得怎么样
？I will say same old.
然后我就会跟他讲说一样。
But like preacher said,
那但是好像传道说的
，Your life can be zero, but with God, it's no longer zero, but one.
我们的生命可以是一个零，但是有神的时候，就是把一摆在零的前面。
We do not know where God will lead us.
我们不知道神要带领我们去哪里。
But the Spirit blows wherever He places.
但是灵，圣灵他往他想要的方向吹去。
And we shall be like a dandelion and be carried away.
那我们就好像蒲公英的花会被这阵风带走。
And we land where the Spirit desires.
那我们在哪里降落也是灵他所圣灵所愿意的。
May the Spirit pour up on us.
愿神的圣灵降临在我们身上。
That we can be nourished and grow.
那我们才能够成长。
until the Spirit lifts us once again into the sky.
一直到有一天圣灵又把我们抬起往天上去。
May all the glory, honor, and praises be unto His name.
愿一切荣耀赞美归于天上的神。
感谢主所恩典。
We thank the grace of Lord Jesus.
这三位弟兄姐妹都有很美好的见证。
These three brothers and sisters have wonderful testimonies.
我简单的来做个结论。
And I will give a brief conclusion.
第一位薛仁姐妹她所做的见证。
The first testimony that was given by Sister Sharon.
她父亲呢有很大的信心。
Her father had great faith.
这个很不简单的，尤其他们是在庙教会的地方，还能够维持这么大的信心。
This is not easy, especially when you live in a location without a church. It is very difficult to maintain such great faith.
这个信心呢是必须要经过考验的。
Faith has to endure testing.
我们现在这里谈信心，都是不准确的。
A lot of times when we talk about faith in this place, it is not accurate.
直到我们被考验的时候，才能够真正看出我们是不是有真正的信心。
It is only when we are tested then we are able to tell if we have true faith.
那我们必须要相信啊，神是永远在看顾着我们。
And we have to always believe that God is always watching over us.
天马有位执事。
In Tampa, there was a deacon.
有一次也是龙卷风啊，发生在他们家的附近。
One time there was also a tornado that was near his house.
那这个龙卷风是很恐怖的。
And a tornado is a very scary thing.
他们就在家里祷告。
So the deacon and his family was praying at home.
那祷告之后，他看到这个龙卷风啊，把他们家左边啊，他们家左边一棵树啊，大概这个小讲桌啊的两倍大的树木啊，连根都拔起来。
And as they were praying, they saw there was a tree that was about twice the size of this podium on the left of their house.Being sucked in by the tornado.
这个龙卷风过去以后
And after the tornado passed,
他们隔壁的人就来找他
Their neighbor came to look for them.
那这位执事啊，以为这位隔壁的邻居啊，是要来关心他，看看他们有没有遭受到损失
And originally, this deacon thought that their neighbor was going to come to check if they are okay and they have lost anything.
结果这位邻居啊，是要问他说你有没有看到我的一台摩托车
？But the neighbor came to ask him if he had seen his motorcycle.
因为他摩托车啊被龙卷风吹走了。
Because his motorcycle had been taken by the tornado.
啊，真的，神啊是永远在看顾着我们。
So truly, God is always watching over us.
那第二位 Humphrey 弟兄啊，他谈到他生命的改变。
And in the second testimony by Brother Humphrey, we saw the change in his life.
那人要改变他自己生命，要改变他自己坏习惯是很不简单的。
For a person to change his life, to change his bad habits is a difficult thing.
他以前偷东西，我们可能体验说偷东西的滋味是什么滋味呢
？And he told us how he enjoyed stealing things in the past, and it's very difficult for us to try to understand the feeling of wanting to steal.
有一次我看一位慕道者啊，他穿一件夹克啊，非常的漂亮。
I'm sorry, I think we probably can all understand this feeling. One time I saw a truth seeker wear a very nice jacket.
那我就问他说，哇，您这件夹克很漂亮啊。
And I told the truth seeker, you have a very nice jacket.
那因为他以前的过去呢，是吸毒的。
But because he had been a former drug addict.
他还曾经被下过监牢。
And he had been in jail before.
他就告诉我，这是偷来的，以前偷来的。
And he told me that he stole this jacket in the past.
但是这位慕道者啊，我们劝他要依靠圣灵啊，改变他自己，可是很难。
And we encourage this truth seeker that he has to change himself with the power of the Holy Spirit, but it is very difficult.
后来他没有再继续来慕道。
And so later on, he did not continue with us.
因此，我们有宝贵的圣灵啊，就是帮助我们改变我们自己。
We have the precious Holy Spirit, and we need to use this Holy Spirit to change ourselves.
他也把信仰摆第一。
We see how Brother Humphrey places faith first.
他也很感谢神啊，他生长在一个基督教的家庭。
And he also gives thanks to God that he was able to be raised in a Christian family.
真的，我们想想啊，我们这年轻人，假设没有生长在一个基督教的家庭
，If we really think about our lives as youths, if we did not grow up in a Christian family,
尤其是生长在一个有圣灵的家庭里。
especially that we grew up in a family with the Holy Spirit.
那可能我们弟兄啊，姐妹有时候啊，可能今天也是被关在监牢里。
If we did not grow up in such a family, perhaps a lot of the brothers and sisters here will be in prison today.
我们很难想象我们的生活是怎么样一个生活。
It would be very difficult to imagine what type of life we would have to live.
因此，我们应该是要感恩的。
Therefore, we must give thanks.
我们不要再想要过一个啊最终的生活。
Let us no longer want to live a life in sin.
那最后是阿伦弟兄呢？
And lastly, we had a testimony by Brother Allen.
我只知道他那个书啊读的不是很好。
All I had known was that he did not study very well.
但是现在才知道，原来他是在玩电动玩具。
But now I found out that it was because he was playing video games.
所以书才读得不好。
And that was why he did not do so well in his studies.
不过感谢主啊，能够回头的话还是很好的一件事情。
But we thank God because to be able to turn away from those things is a good thing.
我们刚刚说这个坏习惯要改是很难。
Earlier we said it is very difficult to change our bad habits.
那有些坏习惯呢，我们是必须要付出代价。
And there are some bad habits for which we must pay a price.
啊，假如是他没有这个坏习惯的话，他早就毕业了。
If he did not have this bad habit, he would have graduated long ago.
他浪费他宝贵的时间呢。
But his precious time had been wasted.
这个很，这青春啊，这样子流失掉，好像很不值得。
And to lose a time of his youth, it seems like such a pity.
但感谢神啊，神赏赐给他圣灵啊，让他改变。
But we thank God because God gave him His Holy Spirit, so he is able to change.
啊，更珍贵的是，神也把平安喜乐放在他的心里。
And God has given him peace and joy into his heart.
啊，过去就让它过去了。
So what has passed, let it pass.
啊，重新来还是不会太迟的。
And it is not too late to restart.
所以我们有三位年轻弟兄姐妹见证了，我们就可以知道神赏给我们时间啊，都是有他意义的。
So from the three brothers and sisters that had given their testimonies today, we see that God has given us His time for a purpose.
那神要赏赐一对爱我们的父母亲。
And God has granted us a pair of loving parents.
我们对神所赏赐的应该都要珍惜。
We really need to cherish what God has given us.
那更珍惜的是我们生长在真的是教会的家庭里。
And we also really need to cherish the fact that we are born in a family of the true Jesus Church.
啊，所以我们要感恩。
So we need to be thankful.
好，那我们见证会到此结束。
This concludes our testimony session.
好，我们休息五分钟以后啊，再继续啊祷告会。
We will take a 5-minute break and then we will continue with our prayer session.
好，一起默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.